We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One man dead after motorcycle crash in South Wichita. We've got the story.
Wichita restaurant owner shot to death in front of his home. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Good morning. Cloud cover across south central and southeast Kansas moves out as high pressure builds in. It's going to be mostly sunny with temperatures in the upper 70s around lunchtime. Breezy and 83 this afternoon. Clear tonight, our low 61, and then sunny on Tuesday with a high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
One man is dead, one injured following a motorcycle crash in South Wichita. This happened near the junction of I-135 and K-15 around 11:15 last night. Highway Patrol Trooper Chad Crittenden explains what happened.
They got off onto the inside shoulder and hit the inside barrier wall. The back occupant or the back passenger came off of the bike and went down over the bridge just on the west side of K-15 highway.
The patrol identifies the deceased as 45-year-old Christopher Monk of Wichita. 29-year-old Travis Bryson of Wichita was hospitalized with serious injuries. The patrol reports the men were not wearing helmets. Police are investigating a shooting this morning in East Wichita. First responders called to the 5200 block of East Pine around 12:30. One person reported in critical condition.
One man has died and a woman was injured after a head-on collision in North Wichita Saturday afternoon. It happened at the intersection of 53rd and Gow. Cause of the accident is unknown, but police say drugs and alcohol were not factors. All safety belts and airbags functioned as they should have.
A 55-year-old man was fatally shot outside his North Wichita home Friday night. He's identified as Chuck Giles, owner of Neighbors Bar and Grill. Police say the shooting happened in the 2100 block of West Columbine. Giles had just returned from a trip to the grocery store after work to his home when he was shot. A person with knowledge of the investigation told the Wichita Eagle the victim had been robbed.
One person was injured in a single car crash on the Kansas Turnpike yesterday morning.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says it happened 5 miles north of El Dorado around 5:30. They say a Chevy Silverado driven by 18-year-old Jose Yultreras left the roadway, lost control, and rolled in a ditch. Yultreras was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
The former special counsel who investigated Russian election interference is set to talk to two congressional panels this week.
In the months since Robert Mueller released his report on the Trump campaign in Russia and potential obstruction of justice, Democrats have pushed for Mueller's public testimony. That will happen Wednesday, a pair of hearings with the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. Mueller has previously said any testimony will not veer from his report. Even that, though, could animate and give new voice to those findings. Democrats are also expected to question Mueller on any evidence suggesting wrongdoing or obstruction of justice by the president. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Contrary to what President Trump has said, Iran does not believe that it shot down a U.S. drone. The Pentagon says it's open to talks with Iran. Fox's Garrett Tenney with more.
The U.S. Central Command is developing a plan with our allies to secure key waterways in the Middle East to prevent Iran from harassing or seizing any other tankers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. is ready and willing to sit down with Iranian leaders and negotiate a deal to lift sanctions and address its destabilizing behavior in the region, but said Tehran is refusing to change. Iran's foreign minister threw fuel on the fire by blaming White House National Security Advisor John Bolton for the British oil tanker being seized by Iran, tweeting, "Make no mistake, having failed to lure Donald Trump into war of the century and fearing collapse of his B-team, John Bolton is turning his venom against the UK in hopes of dragging it into a quagmire."
Iran has asked Europeans for help to get some relief from the sanctions that America has imposed on Iran, which seized a British tanker on the Strait of Hormuz last week.
The Reno County Attorney says 10 officers who fired at a suspect during a confrontation at a Hutchinson home last month will not face charges. County Attorney Keith Schroeder announced the officers were acting to defend themselves and others when they fired at least 150 rounds at 21-year-old Brendan Jones. Jones was shot at least 8 times but survived. Hours after a standoff began, Jones agreed to come out of the home. Jones walked outside, raised a handgun, and fired at least 11 shots at officers who returned fire. KNSS News Time now, 7:05.
We'll take a look at the aftershocks and how things are going for them and the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony yesterday. A couple of ties to Wichita there. We'll get to that in sports.
India is taking another shot at returning to the moon. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock here on this Monday morning. Puerto Rico's governor is seeking to defuse anger that has fed mammoth street protests against him by promising not to seek re-election. But his announcement that he won't step down has brought vows to continue demonstrations. Public furor at Governor Ricardo Rosello over disparaging remarks he made about Puerto Ricans intensified after he posted a brief video Sunday evening saying he will not resign. The unrest comes as U.S. territory is struggling to recover from Hurricane Maria and a 13-year recession.
A man from northeastern Kansas has been charged with first-degree murder, rape, and aggravated criminal sodomy in the death of a woman.
The Kansas City Star reports that 28-year-old Felipe Chavez Jr. of Shawnee was charged Saturday in the death of 30-year-old Lucia Freyer of Kansas City. Police say the charges stem from a July 13th incident in which Shawnee police were called to a local hospital for a suspected domestic battery. Freyer was unconscious and receiving medical treatment when officers arrived. She died from her injuries Tuesday. Police say her death is Shawnee's first homicide this year. Chavez is being held on $1 million bond. He's scheduled to appear in court on the charges Monday. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
India is taking another shot at returning to the moon.
A week after abandoning a planned space launch, less than an hour before liftoff, blaming a technical snag, India's space agency is trying again today. It's the country's second unmanned mission to the moon, India hoping to become only the fourth nation to complete a soft landing on the moon's surface before dispatching a rover near the unexplored South Pole. India's nationalist Prime Minister has big plans for space, aiming to send humans up by 2022. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Stressed out, feeling down, a mental health day may help.
It already has one of the highest student absenteeism rates in the nation. Now Oregon is becoming one of the first states to allow students to take mental health days. Under the law, students can take up to 5 additional days in a 3-month period. The idea was introduced by an 18-year-old who hoped to change the stigma around mental health issues and also encourage students to be honest with their parents if they are struggling. Opponents say the law just gives kids more options to skip school. Oregon has a suicide rate 40% higher than the national average. The organization Mental Health America claims 17% of 8th graders contemplated suicide within the last year. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Saw some heavy traffic just a little bit ago approaching the north junction of I-135, I-235, and K-96. Was approaching from I-235, so pretty heavy traffic just in places along there. Northbound on I-235, and that's right there in the northwest portion of town. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Yesterday afternoon, my wife and I were on the west side of town, and we counted 3 raindrops on our windshield, and that was it.
Yeah, but there was a little bit of rain in the morning, and then, you know, again, once we had those storms roll through a little bit later on in the day. But, yeah, didn't really get a whole lot. I think Eisenhower Airport, pretty sure they measured out at only just a trace, while others, you know, they got a nice little downpour with some of those storms. And either way, everybody kind of cooling down today. If you didn't experience any rainfall, you'll still be able to benefit from that cold front that rolled through just about the entire state. Because we're at 72 right now, not really too much change compared to what we've been waking up to the past few mornings, but our winds are out of the north, and just to kind of translate that for you, that means that some drier, cooler air is really being filtered into Kansas as I speak. So we'll really notice the difference and the big change once we get into the afternoon. But otherwise, staying dry the rest of the day, those shower storms that kind of rolled through the area, those are gone. Getting up to 82 degrees today, so feeling a little bit more like fall rather than summer today. Definitely getting a nice break from the heat and humidity. Partly cloudy skies, that's what we're seeing right now, too. Northeast winds at 10 to 25. They're going to be gusty at times today, but they shouldn't be strong enough to knock you off your feet. Clear skies tonight, winds out of the northeast at 5 to 15, dropping down to 62. So even going to be a little bit cooler later on tonight and then waking up tomorrow morning. And then 84 degrees tomorrow under mostly sunny skies. So we're gradually going to see somewhat of an uptick in our temperatures. 82 today, 84 tomorrow, and then 85 Wednesday. 90s holding off until we get into the weekend, though. So we'll cross that bridge once we get to it, right? All right, right now 72 degrees with a north wind at 16 miles an hour. And a dew point of 64. So we've still got those dew points in the 60s. Still, you can still kind of feel the humidity, Steve, but it's definitely not as oppressive as what we experienced last week. And actually, those dew points, they should gradually kind of go down since we've got those winds being out of the north.
All right. Pretty nice out there. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Coming up on 7:15 now here on this Monday morning with Steve and Ted, an estimated 7,000 people took advantage of free goods and services at two Convoy of Hope locations in Wichita Saturday. 1,200 volunteers helped out at Bethel Life Center in South Wichita and McAdams Park in the north part of town. They received school supplies, people who showed up, school supplies, haircuts, groceries, and a variety of other goods and services, all free of charge. The annual Convoy of Hope is supported by corporate and local donors. And you heard us talking about it last week, talking about the Convoy of Hope. What a good deal that is. And thank you to the merchants and local volunteers and businesses and professionals who provided haircuts and all those services. Thank you for doing that. That's just something that this church, Bethel Life's, come up with every year. It's not just done here. It's done all over the country. But what a great idea. And, 7,000 people came out who most of them probably just need a little help this time of year. School's going to start here in another, less than a month probably, right, Ted? So, anyway, 7:15 now, Steve and Ted. Thanks to the folks there at Bethel Life Center. 7:16, Steve and Ted, and Saturday night I was at home enjoying myself, trying to stay cool, and I got a call from my daughter that, my twin granddaughters who turned 13 last week, Mary and Jocelyn. Remember I said their birthday celebration would go on for several days?
Right.
Yeah,
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. First party was like Thursday. This was Saturday night, and I called to see what they were doing, and Stacy said, "Well, we're going to West Acres Bowl."
Oh my!
The girls are going to have a little bowling party out here.
How about that?
And four or five of their friends. If you want to come out, Dad.
Oh well.
So I went out. Shelly didn't want to go, but I went out, and we got on one lane. There was five girls over in the left lane, 12, 13-year-old girls, and on the other lane was Shelly. My daughter Stacy. My son-in-law, Eric, my grandson, Luke, and me, four of us.
Yeah.
Had a foursome there. And I hadn't bowled, and gosh, I can't tell you how long
it's been. Been a while?
It's been a long time. And I never have, it's one of those things, Ted, I do certain things in life very well indeed. Bowling is not in there. I'm terrible.
Well,
I really
got to practice.
I stink. Yeah, it was terrible.
Didn't get it done?
No. The first game, I bowled an 83. Which was good for third place.
Oh, wow.
Because I wasn't there with some great bowlers. But then the second game, I went up to 102.
Oh, well, see, improved.
On five
triple
frames,
digits, way to go.
Five frames, I knocked down nine pins on the first ball. Then I didn't pick up a spare the whole time.
Ah, you got to pick up that spare.
Yeah.
That's the key, man.
And I did have one strike the whole evening.
Oh,
two games,
I'm sure that was exciting.
But I'll tell you what, when it comes to bowling, I stink.
Just like your shoes.
Yeah.
No, those were sprayed down with aerosol, I'm sure.
They were sprayed down.
I'm sure they were lovely.
They were
lovely shade of red, green, and black.
Quite fashionable.
Yeah, exactly.
You do much bowling?
It's been a while since I have bowled.
I finally figured out, how to aim.
I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
We did in college all the time.
All right. Well, but the air conditioning out at West Acres Bowl was not very good.
Oh no.
Had a big shop fan they brought out.
Oh,
anyway, we had a fun time.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Enjoyed the heck out of it. All right. As far as birthdays are concerned, I want to mention one birthday this morning, and that is my good friend Sue Crockett is having a birthday. Sue and Dave Crockett, good friends going way back. Dave's local attorney. Of course, that's not the same Dave who was at the Alamo. This is another Dave Crockett. He's almost that old, but Sue Crockett's having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday, Sue.
You got any birthdays?
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole's having a birthday, isn't he?
96.
96.
Today.
Bob
Dole. Former Kansas senator.
From Russell, Kansas.
Yeah.
What a great guy. What a hero of ours, at least mine. I've always liked Bob Dole. And, of course, one of my first memories was going to with my dad to the Kansas State Fair in 1959 or 60. And there was a sticker that said, Bob Dole for senator, or something like that.
So, there you go.
Yeah, he's been around a while. 719, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward this morning. And the Royals continuing their pattern, playing very poorly on the road, right, Ted?
Yeah, Royals lost 5-4 at Cleveland yesterday, lost 2 out of 3 at Cleveland on the weekend, and that's pretty much what the Royals do. They lose 2 out of 3 on the road.
Yeah.
And that's why they are 20 games below .500, the worst road team in the major leagues. Off day today for the Royals. Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony was held yesterday in Cooperstown, New York for the class of 2019. Among the inductees, the late Roy Halladay, pitcher who passed away in a plane crash and was inducted posthumously yesterday. His last game he ever pitched was right here in Wichita.
Really?
When he appeared for the Kansas All-Stars at the National Baseball Congress World Series 2 years ago. Roy's widow, Brandy, spoke at the induction ceremony yesterday.
It's overwhelming, the amount of people here today. I can't believe you came this far, and I'm so grateful that you're here. Special thanks to all these men behind me who I can't look at because I'll cry again. I can't tell you how many hugs I've gotten. To all of your families who have extended so much love and friendship. I know how honored Roy would be to be sitting here today with such accomplished men.
Also among the inductees, Lee Smith, one of the great relief pitchers of all time. In fact, he held the all-time saves record for about 13 years after he retired.
Wow.
Pitched for the Wichita Arrows in 1980 on his way up. He only had 21 saves in the minors. 15 of those were for Wichita, though, before he got called up to the Cubs. Here's Lee Smith.
No matter where I pitch, I always wanted to embody my two traits, loyalty to the team and my teammates. I never wanted to disgrace the uniform, and dependability as a teammate and as a pitcher. It didn't matter when I was given the ball, 7th, 8th, or 9th inning, no matter how many innings I pitched, as long as I can impact the game and help my team. I truly believe from all walks of life, if you work hard, and if you're loyal and dependable, you can really find success.
Lee
Sounds
Smith,
good to me.
Yep, great career, 478 career saves and 71 wins as well. Hmm. 18 years in the bigs. Former Wichita Arrow, Lee Smith, now Hall of Famer. Had a great time yesterday at the Aftershocks tourney tip-off event as the member of the Aftershocks getting ready for their big TBT tournament on Thursday. Signed autographs out at the Shocker store at Braeburn Square yesterday. I was there with 103.7 KEYN. Had a nice chat with some of the Aftershocks, including Teray Murray and Lee Anthony Early and Zach Brown and Connor Frankamp. We had a good time yesterday. They signed a ton of autographs, and they'll get ready for their big TBT tourney opener Thursday night at Coke Arena. Fun to be there yesterday with those guys. Tyreek Hill of the Kansas City Chiefs, mired in offseason trouble, but he will not be disciplined by the National Football League. The discussion from Golic and Wingo on ESPN.
Would we have been shocked if it went the other way? Would we have been shocked and said, you know what, given, and in all honesty, I can listen to that tape, and I can, to me, context was violence, okay? If I listened to the tape, and I could have easily seen a game or so suspension. I thought maybe that's what they would do. Would we have been surprised if they had done that and come back and said, you know what, he said that line in the context of that 11-minute video where they were talking about physical violence against a child. I didn't do it. I did it. And you should be scared of me, you know, and calls her the name. That in that context, would I don't know. To me, that 2-2 would have been, all right, you're going to get in trouble for this line here.
Golic and Wingo on Sports Radio KFH. At Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, Ted, 722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update, advocating an all-female presidential ticket. That's coming up with Steve and Ted. Now, time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or go online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Stephen, 10 in the morning.
This hour of Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.